Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. We have information on RadioAlice.com and on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook. If you are up in Sonoma or Napa counties, there are a lot of evacuations. We know this is a pretty hair-raising time for a lot of people in those areas. Fire season is just not letting up. So if you need resources, both of those places have them. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, RadioAlice.com, and of course your normal outlets. In fact, you mentioned Twitter is an excellent resource for this. Just
Cal Fire. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're done. Okay.
Quite all right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That number is open all day, and you can text us and tell us what you have going on, and we love to hear it. And here's some of the stuff he said. 707 says, please give a shout out to Greg, who fought the fires up near St. Helena until 4 a.m. to save his grandparents' home. He put a pump in his grandma's pool to use four fire hoses to keep the property safe. All while the neighborhood burned around them.
Wow.
That is very dangerous, but okay. Good job, Greg.
Incredibly. Shout out to Greg.
Hey, Sarah. Fitted sheets are kind of a recent modern thing. I grew up with flat sheets all through the 60s and my mom ironing sheets.
Oh, funny. I don't remember my mom ironing sheets. I don't remember really noticing getting into the bed. But, you know, why would I notice? I just get in there.
I wouldn't want to iron them, but I always like a fresh, once a week, fresh bed.
Fresh sheets.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I iron is patches onto my daughter's scout vest. Love from Idaho.
Oh, there you go.
Hello, Idaho. I already clench when stressed while I sleep, and since COVID, it's been horrible. I have cracked a molar and have been doing the...
Oh, that's awful.
And I've been going to the dentist like crazy since this all started.
Oh.
I've been a teeth grinder since childhood. At 22, my dentist said my jaw looked like a 40-year-old's jaw. You know what's weird? I know I'm the only one that probably sits through these things, and Sarah, she'll even record it and then so she could purposely fast forward. I saw this thing for sale, which is a little bit you put in your mouth. It's like a rubber bit, and you're supposed to chomp on it. And it's supposed to get rid of that jowly look as you age. You know, it doesn't work? You don't like it?
I don't think so. I mean, the amount of teeth grinding I do, how is my jaw not chiseled?
Oh, right. Good point. Yeah, I don't know.
We're all grinding our teeth. And I saw that too. And I thought, if that worked, I would do it. But I've never heard, you know, from a friend who lost their jowls. Like, oh, my God, I lost them.
by chewing on this thing. It is terrible, though. As you young people, your face, you don't know it yet. Your face is tiny compared to what it will look like in 20 years.
It's really weird. It is amazing how much of it there will be.
There's just this little face, and you're so cute, and there's barely any of it. And then later, there's all this flesh that piles up around it. And you go, wow.
It hangs off of it. And no matter how hard you work out your body, your face isn't going to work out. And
right.
It's just falling off you. My face is falling off. My pet's face is falling off.
I just love a wrinkle-free t-shirt for a polished look. Does that make me a nerd? Says 650.
No. She likes a wrinkled what?
I just love a wrinkle-free t-shirt for a polished look.
Wrinkle-free t-shirt.
Does that make me a nerd?
Yeah. That's fine, though. It's not bad to be a nerd. I don't know. I mean, are t-shirts all that wrinkly? Aren't they sort of, you put them on? I guess this is just kind of wrinkly now that I look at it. Oh, well.
Cares.
Yeah, I agree.
You could be like a human and just buy them one size too small, and they stretch out perfectly. Not a wrinkle in sight.
That's the technique.
There it is.
Yep. That's one way to handle it, Sarah. Good suggestion. Way to go.
Thank you. Thanks.
Say the name of who you're talking about. Next one.
Oh.
Who?
Who are we talking about?
It's Tom Petty, everyone. We were talking about Tom Petty. We love Tom Petty. It's weird, but we love him.
Yeah.
And actually,
well,
I take
it
back.
Didn't we?
It's not enough times. We went on and on about how we love him and how he's ugly, but then he grew on you. And it's just one of those things that we...
Downright doable.
We knew who we were talking about. Sorry.
That's right. Love that guy.
Sarah, when you said BTU, I totally understood what you meant. I didn't even know it was an error until Bryn said something.
Did I say BTU?
I thought you said BTO.
Like,
burn units?
I don't know.
Yeah, British thermal units.
Yeah.
My 19-year-old son, who's an EMT, was activated to evacuate people at 1 a.m. this morning.
Mm.
Yeah,
jeez.
I know. It's Sarah and Vinny, I live in Rohnert Park and work in Santa Rosa. Just got to work, and I'm covered in ash just walking from my car to the building, and I can barely breathe. The smoke is so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It's not good. It's really scary when you just, it's raining ash and you realize that's right over that like hilltop or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, yikes.
Well, I always think about that time you were out there mountain biking. I don't think it was this year. It was last year. And you could hear the fire crackling,
mm-hmm.
which is when I get off that mountain.
Right. Decorated my apartment for Halloween this weekend. Also bought toys and candy for the kids. Everything will be prepared in a clean manner using gloves and mask, being placed in Ziploc Halloween bags, which will be placed by my door. Yeah, I mean, you can do the best you can, and then whether people show up or not,
yeah,
at least you tried. And,
yep.
You know, if the kids do come, then they got something for their troubles.
Nope.
Here
is... decorated yet, which is weird.
A controversial text. 510 right. says, I watched Cuties. The acting is superb. It's worth the watch. It's important if you are raising girls. Almost seemed like a docudrama. Recommend.
Hmm. Oh, there you go.
707 says, I stopped watching Big Brother weeks ago. I was so excited to have something to watch in quarantine, but it is so boring.
It is boring. I mean, we have fun because the three of us are watching it together and making fun of it. But I realize in the morning, I'm like, I don't have anything to say about it.
Well, here's what I'll say. What's the kid's name on the block right now?
Kevin.
Kevin walked in and just asked to be let go. He just asked for it.
He was like a jerk.
Well, he's clearly, you know, this time in that house has worked on his nerves. And he's just a mess. So that's bad play by any way you want to call it. It's just bad play.
Agreed.
Period. I also tripped out. What's that? Alonzo, Fonzo,
Enzo.
Meow, meow, whatever he
is. Apparently, it's short for Vincenzo.
Yeah, I heard that. Enzo. That's it. Right. Enzo. So I'm watching that, and he's talking about this little financial win, and he mentions his TV. Oh, man, if I'd have won that money, I mean, I could have bought an 80-inch TV, but I got a 75-inch. That's okay. It'll have to do. And I'm thinking, is that still a measure of success, having the biggest possible screen you can buy?
Apparently so, Vin.
I don't even get... Do you know what screen size you have?
No.
Me neither.
And frankly, you know, it used to be that they were $10,000 for a 60-inch TV, you know, the flat screens. And now you go to Costco and they're like, please take one, please. We just have too many. Here, have it.
Right. Yeah, I was just surprised to hear him say that. I thought, is that still a status symbol?
Well,
I didn't think it was. I never cared about it at all to begin with, but
biggest TV available. Meow, meow.
Yeah, I just thought, wow, that must still be something people... covet. Bryn?
Yeah.
How many inches is your TV, buddy?
It's 55 or 60,
oh,
something like that. Yeah,
all
somewhere
right.
around there.
Okay.
But I know because I bought idea. It, you know.
Right.
Sure.
510
sure,
says.
That's why. You don't measure it against your friends or anything. You know?
Right.
Costco clam TV. Chowder is the best.
Costco clam chowder, huh?
Uh-huh.
Is it like there's...
Is it Kirkland brand or...
Yeah, Kirkland signature or like what is the... Just,
that's all they said.
Please tell me more about the Kirkland signature.
I'm going
Kirkland
to Costco
signature.
Today. I'm going to check that out.
Like do you buy it in the tub or they sell it at the little food stand? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I need to know.
The first thing that pops up is Boudin's. So, you know, that's not necessarily Costco's brand.
Yeah. Boudin's is too thick, by the way. I've had it in the bread bowl.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh. Trouble. Okay. Just throwing knives, everybody.
Just saying. You know.
Did Vinny watch The Social Dilemma this weekend, asked 415. I did, and it's very well done, and it's important if you don't know what's been going on. I remember there's a time, we may have been doing it on the air. There was a time before Facebook had figured out, or maybe they were in the process of figuring out, how to monetize. And it was one of those weird things where you go, how are these guys ever going to make money? And it's clear they figured that out. They solved problem. It's very much
selling you.
Right. It's very much how Google solved their problem, which was that search and the ads they sell. And it became a huge money making thing for them. And it became the model for everybody. Yep. And Facebook figured out how to really pinpoint ads. And they continue to do that in the most... It's not shady because I know it now, but for those of you that don't, you should definitely watch The Social Dilemma. You are
in for a real treat.
You're targeted. There's no question. And you know, one of the things they mentioned in The Social Dilemma is it feels like we're living in different worlds when you hear people's opinions about things. You just think, where did they get that? They got that on Facebook. That's where they got that. Facebook targets people who've looked at one thing and then they just feed them all that info, whether it's true or not. They get more of it. Here's more. Just like
that.
You're
interested in this. Let's keep you on here. We want to continually keep you on here looking.
That's it. We want to keep you on the infinite scroll. And that the more time they get, the better. And they're really good at it. So they definitely know that they've turned out a bunch of addicts. And unfortunately, our kids are going to be the most addicted and have the most problems from it because they get really... I don't know how you addicted to the dopamine spike they get when they get a like, and it becomes an endless. They're chasing the dragon, Sarah.
Maybe there'll be a renaissance, and we'll all put our phones down someday.
Not if these guys continue to work the way they do. They've absolutely addicted us to these things. And the saddest thing, we've talked about this, is when you walk into any public place where there's a lot of people and no one is looking up.
Everyone's looking at their hand.
In a room full of people, everyone is living in their own little world. It's not good. And when you hear the people who designed all this stuff go, yeah, it's kind of out of our hands. We don't even know how far this is going to go. Like, these are, you know, what do you call them? Computer scientists that are like,
right?
Yeah, AI is kind of in charge now. Yikes. Very scary.
Yay. So it turns out AI will take over.
In a different way than we thought. But yes, absolutely. They address that. It's not like Terminator. It's more like this. And there's your Facebook feed, and you're like, what?
Wow.
Okay. Sarah, I have a really good clam chowder recipe for you. I'll send it to you.
Oh, please do. Yes. Chowder. I like a good bowl of chowder.
I love the clam chowder they sell at the very end of the Santa Cruz Wharf. It's so good. Yeah, my buddy, remember when you guys had Jason Cisco come in for my birthday?
Yes.
He said the same thing. He stayed at my place and came back. That was the best bowl of clam chowder I ever had. You go there a lot? I'm like, nope, not once. But good for you. Hog Island clam chowder. Do you know that?
I don't. Do they have their own special formula?
Vinny, please say the name of the brain-eating bug at least 10 more times. Every time you're on, it's cracking me up and making my day. No, you're
do
just...
Do it right now. Just do it. Can you pronounce it right now? Fowleri.
Did I get it?
I think so.
as we applaud the brain-eating amoeba that has shut down an entire Texas town and killed some kid.
We're applauding you, Vinny.
Oh, thanks. That's good. Well, I want that.
It's Jane. I steam-pressed my t-shirt this morning to get ready for Zooms. Blackheart.
Did you see the picture she posted over the weekend?
No, let me look.
The current state of her hairdo.
Oh, maybe I did. I did see a picture of her hair.
I actually thought it was pretty sexy, but that's sort of one of those things that I also like when it's all, you know, laser cut. But she looks messy, and it looks pretty good on her.
There it is. Wow.
She looks good, right?
Yeah, I got to like that. Yeah, she's
you do.
Cute girl, you know. You're so beautiful.
My 7-year-old son is obsessed with the Indiana Jones franchise. So, yes, he'd love a fifth installment. Seven? Boy, that's pretty young for some of the stuff that happens in those movies.
That is some real peril.
Good for you. I mean that he didn't wake you up in the middle of the night with nightmares, and then you were like, wow, that's over. We're not doing that again.
Right. It's fake, hon. You can't watch it anymore.
He's filming in New Zealand because his apocalyptic bunker is there, and he wants to be close.
That makes sense. All sure. Right. I mean, we are getting pretty close to that apocalyptic world we've all been dreaming of. Yikes.
Why does the air smell like farts? Anyone?
Oh.
That's 510. Oh, that's actually this is the same one. Okay, honestly, now what? I woke up the whole house smelling like farts. I opened the back door to air it out, and my backyard air smells like farts. There was, I don't know about the farts thing, but I smelt something on Saturday morning as I was checking surf, like real early. And I thought like my car was breaking down, you know, and I had to get sort of go, oh, that's the fires. It's got to be. Mm.
Sulfur smell, though, you know, the farty smell, that's weird.
Just yeah, it could be from, like a farm nearby or something.
Yeah,
it could
maybe,
be from anything
actually,
that burned, you know, who knows. You know what's funny? Christina took the kids to go pick apples over the weekend.
Oh, fun.
And she because I was out surfing, she got up early and took them to go do that. And she said, it was so crowded, you'd think it was Disneyland. She's off.
Because everyone's looking for anything to do?
Anything to do that's outside. She goes, I actually looked at it and left because it was that crowded that it wasn't even safe to be out there. You know, that's a different, everybody's got a different standard, but hers was, nope, we're not going there. Sorry, kids. We're going to go pick strawberries instead.
Oh. Well, strawberries, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. You're right. Mm-hmm. The Montanas were in their Malibu home, everyone. So the best quarterback of all time had an intruder and saved the day.
Yeah. The Montanas, of course they did. They're superheroes. Jennifer pried that baby right out of the lady's arms. If you didn't hear, a lady walked right into their house and picked their grandchild up and was going to leave with her.
Well, and I'm sure Joe drilled the criminal in the face 3 or 4 times with his big giant fist, too. I mean, right?
She was a lady, so maybe not. I don't know.
Probably not.
Did he hit girls? Right. I don't know. Of course, someone has your grandchild.
Someone's stealing your grandkid? I think that you might want to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, put them in a headlock and let your wife pry the kid out of there. I mean, I think that's enough. Joe has some restraint.
Okay.
Joe Montana. He is the best of all time, after all. So,
you know, I hate to say this, and I don't know what they did, and I don't know what I'd do necessarily, but if you're in my house, I think restraint goes out the window. I'm not necessarily okay. Like, you know. No.
And you've got my kid in your arms?
Yeah. The answer's no. Restraint.
Some punching is about to take place.
You went out to Angel Island over the weekend, and a texter is saying that was for Chinese immigrants, not Japanese. Sarah,
sorry, I believe you're incorrect.
I actually believe you more than them. I it's funny how people will correct you, and then it turns out they're not right.
No, they're not right. That was World War II, and Japan was the enemy. Those were internment, and that wasn't even the camp. That was the processing center, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely have had people write in to correct me, and I'm reading it going, no, you're not right. Wouldn't you Google that before you sent it off to me?
I don't know. We like to send things right off.
Sure.
I certainly do. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I think I'm wrong.
925. This is the last one because we got to go. I love The Social Dilemma. I want my kids to watch it, if for no other reason, so they're aware of how we're being manipulated. Yeah, if the people who made this stuff are scared of it, you got to believe it's a problem, right?
Yes. Yes, I believe that that is a correct statement.
That is the overwhelming sort of feeling.
You're probably the most scared of it because they actually know what the F is going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you so much for sending in your text today. We'll be back to say goodbye right after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for listening today. If you're in Sonoma or Napa, stay strong, or anywhere that there is a fire, because there are plenty more fires than that, but those are particularly horrible right now.
Yeah.
Cal Fire Twitter. That sounds like the place, Vin, as you were saying.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say, obviously, I've lived in California my whole life. I've always felt whatever that is, empathy and sympathy for people who go through this stuff. But until I went through it myself, I never knew just how upsetting, how difficult, how stressful,
disruptive.
How disruptive, everything. It's really a trip. And you're running out of your house and you're actually looking at things going, is this the last time I'm going to see this place? It's very scary. And you start to go, well, I want all this stuff. And if you didn't even have time, they did evacuations in the middle of the night.
Right.
I had a little time, so I was able to go, I'm getting as much crap out of here as I can. But
you even got to go back and get a couple more loads.
Yeah, until the police finally said, young man, sorry, old man. That's in my head, it's young man. Because that's
I'm with you.
That's when I always used to talk to him all the time, the young man. Anyway, you're not coming back here. The end. This is your last time. We don't want to see you again. There'll
so our hearts are with you, Sonoma and Napa, who are currently experiencing this, and to everyone who's gone through it. It's just, it's incredibly difficult, and you know, you're in our thoughts.
Right.
Also, you know, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook has that map with it has all the shelters, places that you can take large animals to shelter them. Evacuation centers, that kind of thing. It's all at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Brittany, you posted that up right at the sort of the top of our feed, right? All right, I'm getting a nod from
yes.
Brian. All right, have a good day if you possibly can. Try to stay inside. It's gonna be a hot one anyway, and we'll check you back here tomorrow.
Thank you,
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.